This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DJ El Camino at work. He joins us, otherwise known as Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. I'm not sure which gig is more important to him these days any longer. Yesterday, I interviewed someone on the show that said that they were procuring his services at a fundraiser headed and he's even cross-marketing now. He comes on, you know, he's got other people marketing his services on my show. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe isn't that what you do? Maybe I'm a content creator. Maybe that's what I am. You know what it reminds me of? You say which is more important. So years ago, I think I can tell this story. So I was at the funeral for Mr. Benson at St. Louis Cathedral. Beautiful, you know, building, very solemn ceremony. I don't know, hundreds, thousands of people there. And I was just reveling or marveling at the people who came out to pay their respects to Mr. Benson. And the person sitting next to me was a Jesuit. I didn't actually know that. I probably should have checked. But I turned to this gentleman and I said, "So, you know, what do you think the true official religion is of New Orleans? You know, Catholicism or the saints?" And he kind of looks at me and he looks around and I swear he looks up. And then he leans down next to me and he says, "It's a tie."
There you go. Oh, Michael Heck, Michael Heck.
It's a tie, Newell. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
How's that speaking truth to power thing going for you? I hear about it on the radio every time I come on. How's that working out for you?
It's going well. I mean, I know you and I disagree on some of these issues, but it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's important to, you know, like Lincoln, you know, be surrounded by a cabinet of, you know, people of different minds. You know, it shows that you have a first rate mind, that you can surround yourself with that and not go crazy.
Not go crazy and not be intimidated by it. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, no, you stopped being intimidated a few minutes ago.
Yeah. So T-minus 88, you know, it's funny. Every time I go to these numbers, it's like, okay, where are these days going? But they seem to be going by quick, for sure. We have Thanksgiving in just a week and a half, and so things are moving fast around here. But I did notice some really good things going on, Michael, over there by the Sanger, the old site of the hotel collapse. Looks like they're starting to do some work there to get that area cleaned up. I think that's very important, quite frankly.
Yeah, we're at the point now. I mean, I agree with you. Every morning I wake up and I look at the countdown, I feel like we lost 2 days the day before. It's kind of in that accelerating period. But it's actually even more critical than that, because if we don't get final projects going over the next couple of weeks, they're not going to happen. We just run out of time to even begin. So we're kind of in the final countdown today for something that's happening, you know, 90 days from now. But there's a ton that is going on. So around the Hard Rock site there, you're having all the waterline, all the water lines being repaired. You have the sidewalks being repaired. That site for the Super Bowl, we're going to put a scrim up around the fence in partnership with the NFL. And then there's a massive wall there on the side of a hotel called the Mayfair. And the owner is going to let us work with folks who do LunaFet and project on that wall. So that area, which right now is an eyesore at best, is going to be cleaned up and beautified for the game. And then, you know, continuing down Canal Street, we're now prioritizing all the sidewalks that need to be repaired, the lamps, the curbs. There's a lot of tightening up that we need to do. It's worse kind of towards the Hard Rock site, but all the way down down Canal Street.
Are they going to resolve the lighting? The lighting there is horrible. You know, I love going to the Sanger, but I always feel like the moment I cross the street there, I'm taking my life into my own hands because you can't see anything. It's so dark, it's ridiculous.
No, it's a good point. Let me check on that. You know, we have a $2 million contract that we're managing for lighting in the French Quarter. I don't believe that it extends out to Canal Street, so I have to check on that because lighting is one of the simplest ways that you can, you know, increase safety and beautify. So let me just check on that. You know, one of the challenges has been, unfortunately, and you see how these things all kind of, you know, go together, that there have been vagrants who have been stealing the wiring, the copper, out of the lamps to sell them on the secondary market. And that's actually been the biggest challenge with a lot of the lighting on Canal Street. So my hope is that as Nate and the team, supported by the governor, continue to house individuals and clean up the homeless situation, that type of that type of damage is going to become less frequent, because otherwise you're just kind of playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah, but it's going to look great. I'm confident it's going to look great. I mean, already you're seeing the improvements. You kind of feel really good about it. It's a pain in the neck getting around the city, but I always focus on what the final product's going to be.
Oh, I agree. And look, I want to say this to everybody who's listening right now. I want to beg for their grace and forbearance, because it's going to get particularly intense over the next month. We're going to be starting the road work in the French Quarter on the 17th in a few days. We're going to be redoing all of Charters. We're going to be redoing the worst blocks of Iberville. We're going to be putting in new bollards. There's sidewalk work that's going on, lighting work. It's going to be intense in the French Quarter for a few weeks, but it's got to happen sometime. We have the Super Bowl. It's forcing us to do it, and the improvements will last for many years, for decades. So what I have told people, though, Newell, is that if there's construction work that's happening which is not being done appropriately or not being cleaned up appropriately or shut down at the right hour, they should just email us at superbowl@janowink.org, and we'll get on it right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other significant improvements that you want to talk about?
You know, there are a few to go through. There's a ton of work that's going on in the CBD, on Girard, on Howard, on the old part of Poydras that's getting fixed up. The existing Poydras Street, which has been totally redone, is getting restriped. Julia Street's finishing up with all the ADA ramp installations. Girard is getting a bunch of sidewalk repairs finalized. Out in the east, Downman Road is getting remilled, and the sidewalk repairs are ongoing out there by the airport. And then this is a critical one. There's been construction going on South Claiborne for way too long, for months. It's a sewer and water board project that got backed up with some contractor issues. We've been working with them. We met yesterday, and now I'm confident that Claiborne will get redone by Christmas time, and it'll be back open because it's a critical artery, obviously. The only thing is that it's going to be fully closed between Louisiana and Toledano the weekend of November 22nd to 24th, and that'll be on nolastreets.info, which is where you can always go to find out about closures. But unfortunately, there's going to be 2 days where they're doing tie-ins where there's nearly no option, so we'll just have to avoid Claiborne for that weekend.
Michael, I meant to ask this question last week. I got a similar text just now about the interstate lighting. There still seems to be some major voids there. I know that I thought they were supposed to have that done by the middle of this month. Any update on that?
Yeah, so there's the way the interstate works, even though it's a federal road, the individual parishes are responsible. On the Jefferson side, we got a report today that the lights are 66% done, so two-thirds done. So there's still work to be done on the Jefferson side, including on some of the overpasses, like Cleary, for example, needs the lights turned back on. On the New Orleans side, they're making progress. I did notice yesterday that there's a whole swath as you go around the curve by West End going from New Orleans into Metairie that's out. That was due to an accident. Somebody hit a pole and took out a section, and so that's getting repaired. And again, if people are driving, you know, early in the morning or at night and they see sections that are out, just email superbowl@genoinc.org so we can bird dog it. And it's just at the point now, Newell, where we're kind of crowdsourcing the problems. You're not bothering us. If you see something, it's better to send it to us and make sure that we're on it as opposed to assuming that it's getting done.
A lot of good news, a lot of things happening around. I'm going to have Walt Leger with New Orleans and Company on later, but let's talk, if you would, about I know you want to talk about Joe Threat, Deputy CAO, excuse me, of New Orleans, was honored this week as a 2024 Veteran of the Year on Monday at the World War II Museum.
Yeah, I just want to call out. So Joe is the guy who's really the point for the city on all the infrastructure work. He's been magnificent. The reason why he's so good at this is that he served in Vietnam, he served in Desert Storm, he served in Desert Shield, and he served in the Philippines putting down a coup. But I have to say, so there was this beautiful ceremony on Monday at the World War II Museum, hundreds of people there, you know, tears were shed. It was really lovely. But the video, you know, they always do these kind of slow motion videos where they introduce somebody who's getting an award. And the one for Joe was classic. So it's showing images of him in Vietnam. It's showing images of him in Desert Storm in Iraq, images of him in the Philippines. And then it says, and then Joe Threat returned to New Orleans to take on the biggest challenge of his career, Deputy CAO of the City of New Orleans.
Biggest, most challenging, and maybe life-threatening, right?
And I'm sorry, it was a solemn occasion, but I just lost it. And I don't know if they were. I think it was being played straight up. But anyway, congratulations to Joe, and thank you for your service. And you know, on Veterans Day, thank you to everybody who serves our country.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Country.
Governor Landry leaving his fingerprint on environmental regulations. Tell us about it.
Well, this is one. So the governor had already said that he was going to work with Secretary Giacometto at DEQ to make sure or to see how they can audit and then speed up their permitting process. That was all well and good, but to be honest, a lot of that, how important it was, how impactful it was going to be, was going to depend on what happened at the federal level. I can make this next statement, I think, with based on experience, and it's not a political statement, but under a Trump administration, if it's anything like what we saw in 2016, you're going to see a lot less red tape, a lot less bureaucracy, and you're going to see permitting. And by the way, not just for, you know, drill baby drill projects, but also for green projects like green hydrogen are going to get sped up rapidly. This is going to be a good thing in tandem with what's happening in Louisiana, and I think you'll just see projects come online sooner, which means they'll be less expensive, they have less chance of not happening, and it'll be better for, you know, better for the economy and, you know, frankly, better for the environment.
What's kind of emblematic of that is ExxonMobil CEO comes out the other day kind of giving the Trump administration a warning about some of this green energy. You know, don't slide back on this. There's value there, and we intend to move forward.
Yeah, something that people tend to not realize in this is that when you talk about, let's just call it like lower carbon energy, even if it's, you know, hydrocarbons, 70% of the reduction in carbon emissions globally have been driven by the supermajors like ExxonMobil and Shell and Chevron. And so they're invested in this to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars. They're trying to stay in front of the curve. They're very invested in a lot of the projects and programs that were in the Inflation Reduction Act, which was really a climate bill that was misleadingly named. And so they've got a lot hinging on being able to continue in this direction. I think that's going to be okay. I think there's so much money at stake, and I think that they are trying to do it in a way that's responsible and balanced, that I think that we're going to be able to continue down a path where Louisiana is already a leader, which is this all-of-the-above energy strategy, where we're doing oil, we're doing gas in a way that is as environmentally friendly as possible, but then we're also doing hydrogen, we're also doing biofuels, we're also doing solar. And the one area which I know that Governor Landry is big on it, I don't know what Trump's position is on it, but I can guess, and that's nuclear. You know, Newell, I've never understood why nuclear was really permanently put in the bad box. If you're an environmentalist and you're also a realist and recognize that energy consumption is going through the roof because of population growth around the world, because of AI, because of electrification, then the only way that you get there in a way that doesn't shut down economies is with things like carbon capture on hydrocarbons and nuclear or modular nuclear. So I think you're going to see a comeback. I heard they're turning Three Mile Island back on. So you're going to begin to see nuclear, I think, come back in to the mix. It already is 20% of Louisiana and 50% of New Orleans, but I think nationally nuclear will have a comeback.
And also what will help the energy industry is Senator John Thune from South Dakota, Republican, has just been named the president of the Senate.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's great. Thune is, he's respected, he's sober, he comes from an energy state, obviously. Okay, that just came in. That's great. That's a...
he won on a second ballot.
Yeah. Wow, okay, which is also great. And I don't know, was he a Trump pick, or would he kind of win this one?
I'm not sure. You know, you had Cornyn in there, and you had Rick Scott in there with the other two.
Right. And Thune ends up kind of a long shot.
Yeah. Okay. And Thune ends up winning and on the second ballot. But again, it's good for energy, right?
Oh, it's great for energy. And Lena, let's talk about what's going on in D.C. for a second relative to Louisiana. We are so over-indexed in terms of relative influence right now. You know, with the House side, with Scalise and with the Speaker, we have people like our Treasurer John Fleming, who I think was Deputy Chief of Staff for a minute for Donald Trump. We're very well positioned up there from, you know, Speaker Johnson all the way down. So we have to take advantage of this moment as a state. And, of course, Governor Landry is a close associate of the president as well, or the president-elect.
He actually may be the closest associate to the president for sure. Green light for EV future in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, this was a nice one. There's been, recently we can never take industrial projects for granted anymore. There's been pushback all throughout Louisiana. A lot of it, in my opinion, unwarranted and due to outside influence. But this one sailed through. This is a Japanese company, UBE. That's going to be manufacturing some of the solvents that are used in electric vehicle batteries and lithium-ion batteries. And they're going to be co-locating on Cornerstone out in Waggaman. And it's just another step in Louisiana becoming this leader in all of the above energy future, where making the components for electric batteries. And then what I'd like to see, Newell, is that we start actually manufacturing the batteries themselves. Because that's always been the challenge in Louisiana, is that we make the raw materials, we make the commodities, but we don't do the value add. So I'm hopeful that in a place like UBE, it'll go from just making the solvents to then eventually making the batteries themselves.
Michael, how much of an impediment has it been trying to get through the regulatory process for these rare earth minerals companies that intended to mine them? There's a recent fine just right here on the northern border of Louisiana, the coterminous border with Arkansas. I forgot what mineral it was. There's a huge fine there. I gotta imagine, hopefully under the Trump administration, they're able to move forward on some of this and not have it get caught up in the quagmire of the regulatory process for 2.5-3 years.
Yeah, I think that is, like we said before, definitively going to be the case. You're going to see projects go forward on a much more expeditious fashion. I don't think that means jettisoning safety or environmental quality. It just means that a lot of the unnecessary bureaucracy and, frankly, politics around permitting, I think, will go away, at least temporarily.
No, absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We are visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.